In this bulletin, the Immigration Minister rejects calls to improve the current system of transferring sick asylum seekers for medical treatment. Theresa May postpones Parliament's vote on her Brexit deal for a further day, and Michael Checker's position as Wallabies coach uncertain. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Immigration Minister David Coleman says there's no need to improve the current system of transferring sick asylum seekers in offshore detention to Australia for medical treatment. It comes as a national discussion of the so-called Nauru Bill, proposed by Sydney Independent MP Dr. Karen Phelps, continues. The legislation would allow critically ill refugees to be flown to Australia for medical treatment on the advice of two treating doctors. A vote on the bill was delayed by the government to avoid a loss on the final sitting day of Parliament last week. Currently, the Immigration Minister can veto medical transfer requests from treating doctors. Mr. Coleman has told Sky News there's no need for a new arrangement as the current one is working just fine.
Well, we have a system in place and that system has been effective in we've seen more than 100 children transferred under the existing system. The system is working appropriately.
Mr. Coleman's comments come after the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton accused Australian courts of playing the role of advocate for sick refugees. Two senior Labor MPs are dismissing suggestions that different opinions on border protection could overshadow the party's national conference. Tony Burke and Tanya Plibersek say they're confident there'll be no changes to Labor's support for boat turnbacks and offshore processing, despite reports that refugee advocates in the party will look to change that. Mr. Burke has told Sky News he expects the party to remain firm.
What you won't find is there being a significant shift from the views of the parliamentary party by virtue of what happens at the conference. There'll be debate. There'll be debate and we're not afraid of debate. But the majority will be where it's always been.
Mr. Burke also says he doesn't expect Labor's stance on the Adani coal mine to change at the conference. The conference is where the party will decide on its key priorities and policies going into the next year. It's been revealed the federal government spent $78 million on the transportation of asylum seekers in the last financial year. By comparison, last financial year's federal budget set aside $17 million for natural disaster relief and $52 million to support the dairy industry. The figures obtained from the Department of Home Affairs under Freedom of Information relate to the transfer and deportation of refugees, plus associated costs such as food and accommodation. The $78 million figure is down from $97 million spent in the previous financial year. British Prime Minister Theresa May has postponed Parliament's vote on her Brexit deal for a further day. The Parliament, which was scheduled to vote Tuesday local time, was widely expected to reject Ms. May's deal. Ms. May became Prime Minister after Britain's 2016 decision to leave the European Union. She's been battling on Brexit ever since, first to strike a deal with the EU and then to convince the British Parliament of its terms. Ms. May told Parliament she wants more time to convince those sceptical of her deal.
While there is broad support for many of the key aspects of the deal, there remains widespread and deep concern. As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. We will therefore defer the vote scheduled for tomorrow and not proceed to divide the House at this time.
Britain is scheduled to leave the EU on March 29. The government is expected to announce changes to laws to allow casual workers who've worked regularly for an employer to ask to be moved into full-time or part-time work after a year. The changes, which are a result of the Fair Work Commission decision late last year, currently affect 1.5 million workers. But News Corp reports the government will extend the laws to cover another 500,000 casual workers in the mining, retail and hospitality sectors. Employers asked about part-time or full-time work must provide reasonable grounds if they refuse. To rugby union and Michael Checker's position as Wallabies coach remains uncertain, with Rugby Australia refusing to guarantee that he'll lead Australia through to next year's World Cup in Japan. RA Chairman Cameron Klein refused to take questions on Chequers' future after a board meeting yesterday. It comes after the Wallabies experienced their worst season in 60 years in 2018. Klein backed Chequer before last month's spring tour, but further disappointing losses to Wales and a record 6 straight defeat to Eddie Jones's England has left fans disillusioned. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny, 25. Similar in Adelaide, a top of 35 degrees. Cloud clearing in Melbourne, 24. Hobart, mostly sunny, 22. Canberra, partly cloudy, 28. Wollongong, a possible shower, 22. Sydney, a shower or two, 23. Showers increasing in Newcastle, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30. Cairns, showers, a possible storm, 32. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.